Harold Henry, the only charter member, will be first.
Will you put the clock on?
Well, please.
Rotarians, the ladies, it's fun to be here tonight. In fact, all of my years in Rotary have been fun. It's hard to realize when we organized our club and the small group of us gathered on the third floor of the Bertram block, present Trumbull drugstore block, and met and organized the club that 40 years from then the club would have grown and functioned so successfully through the years. I would like to correct an omission in the published list of charter members. Two were omitted. Bert Tabor, grandfather of Fred Tabor, whose classification was tanning, and W.E. Williams, whose classification was the same as Harold Bannon's, except that we called him an undertaker in those days. Again, I want to correct a misstatement that Carl Henry is the only living charter member. As Phil said and read from Lee Richardson's letter, he, of course, is living, and there are three others. Ed Sather, now in Miami, Florida, Martin DeGlapper, and Walter Campbell, who are in California. So there are at least five of us who met in the Bertram Hall. In those days, we didn't have quite as profound programs as we do now. We did have such celebrities as Ben Turpin, who entertained us in the Bertram Hall, and Al Schock, the baseball clown, and numerous other celebrities who spiced up our meetings, and I think our program committees might well bring some of that type of entertainment back. I'm not going to reminisce. I couldn't in the few minutes that I have. Give me a minute's notice. True, we have grown in those 40 years from 1,100 clubs to 11,000. And many of us have had occasion to meet with clubs in other states, as well as Michigan, and in many foreign countries, as I've had the pleasure over the years. And I have found that none of the clubs that I've visited are different than ours. Some, of course, in the large cities are more membership, but the clubs are the same. While we may have a sense of satisfaction of some accomplishments over the years, we must now look forward to Alpena Rotary Club's future and the many fine things that can be done, as well as those presently underway. And I am sure that the club will meet its responsibilities, and that in the years to come it will function to the credit of Rotary International. I want one more extra minute. You can take it. You can take this off of Jesse Besser's time. I want to read two excerpts. I want to read two excerpts from Jesse Besser's inaugural talk to the club 35 years ago. That seemed to me equally worth hearing again tonight. During the coming year, may each one of us shove just a little harder on our respective cogs in the rotary wheel. The accumulated result will repay us many times over. Of course, Rotary means a lot more than the weekly luncheon program. May the ideals and purposes of Rotary continue to work themselves out in our business and profession and personal lives. That is from Mr. Jesse Dutcher's talk 35 years ago. Thank you.